Listing Part C. You hear an interview with a radiation therapist called Roger Atkins, who treats patients with cancer. You now have 90 seconds to read questions 1 to 6.
We are talking today with radiation therapist Roger Atkins, Program Director of Radiation Therapy at Hull University. So, Mr. Atkins, why do we need radiation therapists?
Cancer encompasses over 125 diseases. In the UK alone, over 1 million people will be diagnosed with cancer this year. Approximately 70% of cancer patients will receive radiation therapy. The goal of radiation therapy is to eradicate cancer cells, while at the same time sparing normal cells. Because radiation therapy is such an important part of treating cancer, there is a growing need for competent, caring radiation therapists in all parts of the world. As a medical radiation professional, it can be confronting to experience loved ones going through cancer and radiation therapy, but it is also very important the way that we communicate and deliver education to patients throughout their cancer journey.
What inspired you to become a radiation therapist?
My career as a radiation therapist is directly linked to my own mother dying of ovarian cancer during my junior years of college. She was diagnosed with cancer when I was a college student. As I accompanied her during cancer treatments over the next 2 years, I learned about the various people who worked with cancer patients. I remember the radiation therapist who treated my mum. He was a very compassionate man, a good communicator. He was always happy to listen to her concerns and anxieties. Listening to him, the way he worked with my mum, it had a lasting impact on me. Although I was originally a history major, I came to the realisation that my life's work would be working with and caring for cancer patients. From this personal experience, I chose a career in radiation therapy.
What does a radiation therapist do?
A radiation therapist is a valuable member of a cancer treatment team who delivers radiation treatments to patients, helps construct treatment plans, and works with cancer patients and their families. Cognitive psychomotor and effective thinking skills are used every day. When a patient is treated with radiation therapy, they can only receive a limited amount of radiation dose each day. Consequently, it takes anywhere from 2 to 8 weeks for a patient to complete their treatment regime. Because they usually see the one patient 5 days per week for so many weeks, radiation therapists often develop close relationships with their patients. The radiation therapist also needs to be able to plan, evaluate, and assess several parameters for each patient every day. The radiation therapist will also assess the patient's reaction to treatment, providing advice on the side effects of treatment and methods of alleviating these.
Can you describe an individual case to us?
Well, I recently treated a patient called Susan. Now, Susan was quite comfortable in the radiation therapy setting because she herself had previously worked in a radiology practice. She even went as far as to tell me that she felt cared for in that environment. Her husband, however, had a different reaction to Susan's radiation therapy altogether. He found the linear accelerator confronting. He had trouble reconciling radiation dose as a cancer-killing mechanism. After all, doesn't radiation also kill you? And thought the advances of science would mean that Susan would not be treated on an imposing machine in a concrete bunker.
What would you say is the most rewarding aspect of your career?
First, seeing and speaking with patients who I treated 10 to 15 years ago and having them give me a hug is very rewarding. Second, as a radiation therapy teacher, I see the accomplishments of our program's alumni and the many lives they have touched, cared for, and helped cure. We are very proud of each graduate. Their work is noble and greatly benefits humanity. When I teach, I don't only talk about radiation therapy, but I also discuss how the use of radiation can benefit mankind and improve the quality of our lives through both medical imaging and radiation therapy.
And finally, how do you see the future for radiation therapy and cancer treatment?
Well, I think quite a lot about the importance of research focusing on patients' perspectives and improving the way that we communicate and deliver education to patients throughout their cancer journey. It may well be that patients are nervous or anxious when they present to radiation therapy because they have had a difficult experience in another health setting or perhaps have already experienced chemotherapy side effects. Then there's the issue of patients who have a family and young children. Patients in this situation face a quandary in deciding what to tell their children, and each patient manages this experience differently. Many parents want to protect their children from distress, and so do not communicate with the children about their illness, or they give them limited information. However, clear and open communication in an age-appropriate way emerges strongly across a number of studies, and quality communication between parents and children is associated with emotional health when a parent has cancer.